There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth.
Okay, we're back for the second hour of the Investigative Journal. And just one program note regarding the last hour. I wanted to mention you can get Kevin Abrams' book, The Pink Swastika, at his website, and that is slaveshipamerica.com. or nomorehoaxes.com, and you can get that there. So I recommend you do. It's a good reading. My next half hour is going to be dedicated to preparing yourself for the possibility of a disaster happening in this country. And that might be a natural one, or it might be something caused by something going on politically, economically, or environmentally in our country. We talk a lot about the intellectual side of this, but I very rarely get into this subject. And I wanted to do that today with Richard Mankemeyer for a half hour. He runs the premier American preparedness center in our one of the premier preparedness centers in our country. He's been doing this for over 33 years. Continuous operation. It's an American company supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies. It's called the Survival Center. And he says in his opening paragraph, obviously on his website at www.survivalcenter.com, obviously something serious is happening politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. How you prepare for these changes will determine your well-being in your near future. It is about the future, yours. Are you ready? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, Richard, I am not prepared, and I want you to prepare me for what may occur in the future by this evil New World Order. Go ahead. How are you today?
Well, thank you, Greg. It's nice to be on your show again, and you're right. And you know something? I think you're in the same situation that most people are in, is that they are realizing something's going on, but they're just not doing a whole lot about it. And you know, they're going to come that day when you wish you had, but you can't.
Exactly.
So, you know, what we're suggesting is, you know, preparedness means that you're prepared ahead of time. It doesn't mean you wait till the last minute to get prepared. And that's what it's all about. That's why we have items that store for years. We have food it keeps for years. We have a lot of items that are for long-term usage. And, you know, like I'm getting a lot of calls nowadays. Many, many people are calling, and we get a lot of calls from other talk show hosts and also guests. People just want to know what to do. And we're handling those calls this way. We say, look, you need to be prepared to be on your own for an extended period of time. You could be cut off from normal utilities or supplies for any reason, and you need to take care of that ahead of time while the system is still functioning. Because as you talked about, you read right from the lead into our catalog and also our website that, you know, there's a lot of very interesting things happening nowadays, and one should be prepared to the best that they possibly can, and that's what we're here to do today. And so I tell people there's two things you really need to have to get started. Number one, we wrote a book just specifically for this purpose. It's called Basic Preparedness. It's a how-to guide for preparedness and self-reliant living. That means being able to be on your own. And we wrote it as simply as we possibly could. We put in charts and graphs that are easy to follow. And we started out with the first four chapters of the book are the first four basics of being prepared and able to survive on your own, and that is food, water, medical, and shelter. And those are the first four things that we normally have to cover every day for our life anyway. You know, we've always have to eat. Every day we usually eat, sometimes more than we want. Sometimes, you know,
right.
You know,
our Richard, I have to break in here. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and we'll pick up right where we left off with food, water, medical, and shelter. We're talking to Richard Mankemeyer back after this short message.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our our ocean, primordial soup breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal, and my guest is Richard Mankemeyer, and he runs the Survival Center, and I'll tell you what, he's prepared a book called Basic Preparedness. I'm looking at it right now. And when I met Richard, it started to make me think, because I, on this show, and many of my listeners, we prepare ourselves with all the mental tools, all the history we need to understand what's maybe happening in our country. But I really have never prepared myself one iota physically. I mean, I don't have any water in the house right now, and bottled water or anything, and I decided I'm going to do that. Richard sent me a 72-hour kit. It's a backpack, so I can survive for 72 hours, and that's a good start, but there's much, much more, because we're talking about things of earthquake, flooding, severe winter storms, tornado, hurricane, volcanic eruption, economic collapse. We talk about that on our show a lot. Nuclear accident or attacks, biological warfare, civil unrest, riots. And what are you going to do if your services are cut off? That's what Richard tries to help you with, and he's inspired me to get on the ball and to prepare myself, and I'm going to be doing that in the future, and we'll talk about that maybe in a few minutes. But Richard, go ahead, tell us more about this book and more about your company, Survival Center.
Well, the Survival Center, like you said, has been in business since the early 70s. We saw way back then what was going to happen and what has been happening all along. You know, it's kind of like the scenario where you put the frog in the hot water, and you know, if you want to cook the frog, you don't turn the heat up right away. You do it kind of slow. Well, I think mm-hmm. we're at that stage in America where, you know, we're we're the frog and the water's getting pretty hot. So what we need to be aware of is the fact that, like you mentioned, if those supplies get cut off, if for any reason we're isolated and we're not prepared to be on our own, then we're in trouble. And my question to most people is that if you're not preparing, then do you really understand the situation? Are you a talker, a philosopher, or a doer? And that's what we have to, you know, look and classify ourselves if we have to say, well, am I just thinking about it? I know what's going on. I can see the things that are happening, but I'm not preparing myself. And a lot of people that I talk to are more concerned about their assets, their money, preserving their wealth. But what if the financial system collapsed? You saw what happened, you know, with the stock market. If someone over in Asia or passes a little wind, you know, the stock market here starts heading to the basement. Well, what does that tell you? You'd think people would be able to see by now that, you know, if they're more concerned about their assets than their bleep, then they don't understand the situation. And that's why we're here to talk about how to get prepared, what to do. The book Basic Preparedness almost takes you by the hand and leads you through the things that you need to do to get prepared. And those first four chapters are so important. When people get the book, I say, if you do nothing else, at least read the first four chapters. You'll understand then what's going on and what you need to do. You've got to have food that'll keep for years. You've got to have a stock where you live. You've got to have water as a backup. You've got to store water. If you're dependent on a city system, then you need to have water actually stored physically. If you have a well or a pump or something like that, or a stream or a pond close by, then a water filter will go a long way to help you in your water quest. And also, you want to make sure that you have any particular medical needs. For instance, you want to always have a good first aid kit and be able to support yourself medically. But if you're on any prescriptions or something like that, that you'll need to have a backup of that. Potentially, you can ask your doctor if you can have several months ahead, depending on what scenario you're planning for. And that's always a good idea. Then our fourth one is shelter. And shelter is so important. You know, we talk about shelter, but we look at it in the aspect of a support system. You know, our home is our support system. We go in there, it shelters our body, it keeps us safe and warm. And then we go from that support system, we're going to go someplace, we go out and get in our vehicle, which is another support system. When we travel someplace, like to go shopping or to our work, we get out of that vehicle support system and go into our work support system. So we're always supported somewhere by these support systems. And my question to people is, what happens if one or more of those is not there anymore? So what are you going to do? You need to have some kind of a backup shelter. We're talking about anything from a simple tent, RV, camper. Maybe you could sleep in your vehicle or get in your vehicle for protection, up to and including an underground shelter. The Survival Center is one of the few people in the United States now that actually manufacture an underground shelter. And we also have above-ground shelters, and we have inside retrofit shelters. So you see, shelter is so important. That's why we wear clothes. That's why we have rain suit. That's why we have warm gloves and boots to wear in the wintertime, because we must maintain a certain temperature in a certain state of health or we're having problems right away. And I'm sure you will agree when you looked at that 72-hour kit that you had, that's an awesome kit. We put those together, and there's a lot of good stuff in there to help you maintain that support system.
Well, let's go back to food. Okay, dealing with a person like me, what would you recommend me to keep on hand just to weather the storm, so to speak?
Well, you know, even FEMA and Homeland Security has now said that, you know, 3 days just isn't enough. They're recommending at least a month or more. And we recommend going for years. Now, you know, depending on your budget, if you can't go for several years at a time, start out with several months and then build from there. One of the most popular things that we have is on page 4 of our catalog, which is also on our food storage page in our website at survivalcenter.com, is the new no-cook unit we've designed. It's made up of freeze-dried food and rice and some additional items like, you know, banana chips, applesauce, breakfast drink, and some things like that. And what this unit was made for was just what we're talking about, a scenario by where things are shut down and maybe you can't cook, but you could boil some water. And the only thing you have to do to use this unit is boil water, and you can have a good, hot, delicious meal without having to have a complete kitchen facility that may or may not be available to you. And most of this food has at least anywhere from a 10 to 15 to 30-year shelf life. So that is one of the easiest ways to do it. Number two on the food would be the MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. This is the food you see when they hand out rations to people that are in the disaster area, like they showed when they went over and supplied relief to when they had the big tsunami over in Sumatra in that area. This is the food that the military eats over in the field in Iraq and different parts of the world. And the reason for that, when they say meals ready to eat, that's exactly what they mean. All you have to do, literally, is use your fingers, tear open the package. You can squeeze it and eat it, or it does come with a spoon, and you can spoon it out and eat it. So no cooking is required. And in an emergency, especially the first several days, you may not be able to cook or access anything else to prepare food. And this is a nice way to have a good, nutritious meal that you don't have to worry about cooking or anything like that. So, and those kind of things are very nice. The MREs have a shelf life of between 5 to 10 years, depending on how cool you keep it. And we always keep some in our car. Wherever we're traveling, in our car or truck or whatever, we go with someone else. Of course, you know, like the backpack or the emergency kit that you have there, we have 3 days of food and water in that little backpack, along with right. the other items. Did you get a chance to look through it?
Yeah, I've looked through most of it. It's quite interesting. There's so much in that. I recommend people that want to get a taste of what you do, no pun intended, to get that 72-hour backpack from you at survivalcenter.com. You can also get your food storage needs from Richard at survivalcenter.com. You get into things outside of the MREs and that other product you were talking about using just boiled water to make a full meal. You get into methods of home food drying, shelf life of canned fruits and vegetables, and things like that, don't you?
Well, in our book, Basic Preparedness, which was written just for this purpose, you have all the charts and graphs in there. On page 13 of the book, there's the chart there, and it shows you how much food you need to store for, like, a child, a teenager, an adult. It gives you ideas of all the different sections, like if you're going to store wheat, how much wheat do I need for a year? It goes into things like, you know, how many vitamins and minerals would I need? How much salt do I need? How about grain? Do I need any corn or barley? So we try to make it as easy as possible. And then in our catalog and also on our website, we have designed some units. On page 3 of the catalog, which is one of the first things you see, is our deluxe family unit. And we have different units that are designed for different purposes. Then I tell people, you know, if that doesn't quite suit what you need, use it as an example and design your own. And a lot of times people will do that. So it just depends on where you are. If you're in a hurry, we've designed some. So all you got to do is say, give me one of those, and you got so much food for a certain length of time. And we use all the foods available. We use MREs. We use the air-dried foods, like, you know, instant mashed potatoes. We use the freeze-dried food, which has up to a 30-year shelf life. And the freeze-dried food, all you have to do is literally add water, preferably hot if you want a hot meal. Wait about 10 minutes till the food rehydrates and you're ready to eat. And, of course, we have the grains, beans, seeds, and legumes that we package in the big heavy-duty 6-gallon poly buckets. There, again, they have a shelf life of 15, 20 years or more. I have some I've personally packaged over 15 years ago. It's still good. And so you have quite a variety of foods that are available. So you just have to look at your budget, see how much you can afford to do, and get started. The most important thing is to start somewhere and then keep at it. We have a lot of people will come. We have a little store here in our area, and we have people that come in every month, and they'll buy a certain amount of food, and they just keep putting it away. And that way it adds up.
And that's a good point. And you can go over his book, Richard's book, Basic Preparedness, get it at survivalcenter.com. And food storage, water storage, it gets into how much water and methods of purification, medical supplies and sanitation, that's an important chapter, and shelter. Those four ingredients will get you started. And Richard goes over those in depth in his book. We don't have time to do each one here. But I wanted to say this before we go into the break. We're going to talk about a couple other things in your book regarding self-defense, sovereignty, and a few other things that I found interesting in our final segment with Richard right after this short break.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you, from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole Saltlands, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274. 497-0274.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat, batch out laid off, says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway, looking for a new friend. A man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills.
Hey, we are back on the Investigative Journal, and I admit I'm not prepared for any of this. I am going to get prepared because of Richard Mankemeyer and our discussions. I've got the 72-hour kit, and I'm going to start stocking up on food, water, medical supplies. Think of a shelter. I do have a motorhome, but I have to get it from I helped somebody get to New Orleans, and it's there, so I got to get that motorhome back because she now has her place there in the Ninth Ward. But I want to thank you, Richard, because I started looking around the Boulder and the mountainous area I live in Colorado, and there's not a store around here that does this. So I thought it would be good to start one, and I'm kind of pursuing that. And I thought for another reason, too, a lot of the messages that I try to bring to people aren't listened to, or they're hard to talk about to the average person when you go to the store. I thought by doing this, by selling these products, helping people get prepared, I could then start talking to them about the evils of the New World Order. What do you think about that idea?
Well, it's all about education. The biggest problem we have nowadays is that people are so busy and so overwhelmed with information that they really turn most of it out. And unless something happens like a Katrina, and if it doesn't happen in your backyard or your front yard, then you don't pay much attention to it, other than the fact that, you know, sure glad it wasn't me, you know, that kind of thing. But
right.
What people don't realize is that if you're dependent upon others, then how are you going to survive when they're not there? That means your food system, your electricity, your utilities. If you're dependent on all these other people to supply you with your daily needs, and if they're not there for whatever reason, how are you going to do? And that's the question I ask most people. How long can you survive with what you have now? And this is why I always talk in my talks and my lectures and my classes that we give, is that it's so important to invest in yourself, because the ultimate investment is you. And you have to have practical skills, as you alluded to just before the break and the rest of the book in basic preparedness. We actually get into showing you what kind of tools to store, to have available, hand tools. We actually show pictures of them so there's no misunderstanding. We tell you a lot of simple things, tips on just how to clean eggs if you got one from a chicken out in the farm, to how to sew up things, how to make your own candles. You've got to develop practical skills. When I give my classes, I always hold up my hands and I wiggle all my fingers and I say, you see these fingers and hands? I said, I can do minor carpentry. I can do minor electrical work, plumbing work. I can do minor mechanical work. I can build, repair. I can fix things. And also, in talk about storing things, I'm storing ahead nails, screws, different types of wood, wire, metal, whatever I might need to have to fix or repair something in the event that, you know, my support system is shut down for an extended period of time. And these are the questions we have to ask ourselves. How am I going to do if all this stuff is shut off and, you know, we're all talking about it, it's just not too many people doing much about it yet. But you don't want to wait till that yet happens, because then if things get shut down or we can't get supplies, then we're all in trouble. That's why I've been storing things ahead of time for years.
Right. And then in your last couple chapters, you get into self-defense, what weapons to choose to keep with you in these times, or the sovereignty issue of how to trade one home for another, how to buy country land. Can you, in our last couple minutes, tell us about those two chapters briefly?
Well, self-defense, I think, is very important. You know, we have a perfect right to defend ourselves. And you know, that kind of covers it. You know, we're not looking for trouble, but we don't want to be a victim either. And I think being sovereign and self-supporting, self-sufficient, is along that line. So our theory is you have a perfect right to defend yourself, and we give you some suggestions on some things you can do. And then as far as sovereignty goes, we always recommend being sovereign. If you owe a lot of money on everything, and the banking system, as you see now, that talking about the housing market being a little shaky and some of these not so good loan, and these people that do them are a little bit shaky. Well, you know, how shaky are you? How much financial stress could you handle? If you have an adjustable rate mortgage and interest rates go through the roof, I saw it talked about this elderly fellow the other day on the TV. He had a $700 or $800 a month payment, and due to his adjustable rate mortgage, now it's almost double, and he can't afford it. He's done. He's going to lose his house. So, you know, there goes his support system. How vulnerable
are you?
Can you
get into how to buy country land? What's that all about, real quickly?
Well, getting out of the city. The most dangerous place is going to be living in the city, because, number one, you're dependent on everybody to support you. If you can't support yourself, you're in a very dangerous area. Being country land, being getting out on the land, learning how to grow a garden. We grow two gardens here. We have special seeds that we grow, and we save seeds. So getting out in the country, getting a little piece of land, being a little more self-supporting and sovereign is what it's all about.
Okay. How can people get a hold of you? I want to give you a chance to do that. We're running short on time, but go ahead.
Well, they can call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900, and we're on Pacific time. That's 1-800-321-2900. They can go to our website. They can order the book and our catalog on our website at survivalcenter.com. Give us a call. We'd be happy to talk to you.
All right, Richard, we're all out of time. I want to thank you so much for sharing this stuff with us. It's very important, and I will talk to you more about how to prepare and stay prepared for the future. Thanks again, Richard.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Richard Mankemeyer. Preparedness, and very important. We'll be back right after this short message on the Investigative Journal.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Okay, we're back for the final half hour of the Investigative Journal this week, and I just wanted to remind everybody I'm on every day on the Republic Broadcasting Network from 11 to 1 p.m. Central Time, and also on 12.180 shortwave as well as satellite in more than 20 countries all over the world. So this show is listened to by a lot of people, and I want to thank everybody for doing that. In this hour, also, go to my website at www.arctic.com, and you can go there and you can read the stories that I've written for years on there, and also many other things on the Arctic Beacon. I'm running a pledge drive this month, so I'm listener and reader supported, so if you want to help me out, go to my website. You'll see right at the top how to do that, and I'd really appreciate it. The truth is not easy to get across. But it's even more difficult to finance when you have a bunch of criminals in the mainstream media collecting all that cash for basically doing one thing, keeping the truth from you, not telling it. So I think, you know, we need to support truth radio stations like this, other broadcasters, other journalists who are doing the same thing I do. And also, I'm not afraid to say, I hope you support this show too. Two things I want to do in this half hour. One, I want to open up the phone lines so you can start calling. I know we have a couple callers already, but this half hour, open up the lines for any questions you may have about what we discussed this week or in weeks past, 800-313-9443. And also, I want to introduce a new feature to this show. I started it on my website. I used to do something, and I still do it, not as regularly as I used to, called Average Americans Doing Above Average Things. And I would bring on people, and boy, it's just incredible, the wealth of knowledge contained by just us average Americans, people that all across this land want their voice heard and are going to get that done, and the good will overcome. But anyway, I decided to also run, I get a lot of emails weekly. And I decided to go, this makes me read them all, for one thing, because you get so many, sometimes you get lackadaisical and you don't want to read them. So this forces me to read them. And I started something called the Email of the Week. And basically what you can do is send your messages and emails to the Arctic Beacon and the Investigative Journal radio show. And I'll choose one weekly. And the writer of that email will get a chance to come on the radio for a short interview. And that's just what happened today. And we're going to have Walt Stickle is with us. He wrote me an email. He's a former long-haul truck driver. Let me read the email, and then let's talk to Walt a little bit. And then, of course, we'll take some calls later on. This is from Walt Stickle, a former long-haul truck driver. He says, "Hello, Greg. I'm 62 years old and live on the Oregon coast in a 26-foot trailer. I've been interested in what is going on ever since I went through a divorce in 1986. Reasons are the lies of Rome are the real reasons I want to find out what's going on. I drove a truck for 10 years over the road. What got me started was listening to KJV. I had 12 tapes, and every 12 days I went through the Bible. In short, Greg, you are right. Right on when you realize who the beast is in Revelation 17, the puzzle comes together. It is amazing to me how all the pieces have come together listening to the Investigative Journal. Question, still can't find out how to buy Eric Phelps's book. There is no link on his page to buy it. Well, you can go to VaticanAssassins.org. I think he said he will have that up shortly. But after the show, email me again, Walt, and I will give you Eric's personal phone number. And call him, and you can talk with him personally. I even talked to him about you, and he said he'll get you a copy. But then you say, what is amazing is the power of cover-up. This is Walt speaking again in his email. But when you read the past history, this is nothing new. What is earth-shattering is how the masses have been led astray with the mass media. Most people do not have enough true history to really understand or know what the problems are. I am a webmaster of a little homepage for my ISP customers. Once you know where this is coming from, it is so easy to read between the lines when you know where the beast is located. Thanks for being there. Keep on keeping on, Walt. P.S. Thanks for Phelps. Dr. Tony Alamo, Pastor Tony Alamo, John Daniels, and all the many other interviews that I found because of your show and website. Well, Walt, I want to thank you for listening and taking the time to try and understand these serious problems. How are you today?
Fine, Craig, and I have to admit, on Monday morning when I was fixing I usually get up and listen to Derry Brownfield, and then when you started this and I heard my name on there, it made me do a lot of thinking this whole week, because okay. You know, when you put your name out over the, because this is going all over the world, and so, but it brought me to my senses, you know, because it has to be, you can't be afraid, a friend of mine, he handed this to me. It's a bumper sticker. It says, "I love my country but fear my government." I brought that home, and there's something wrong with that. And it should read, "I love my country, but I fear my God."
Exactly.
So I want to kind of, you know, I was married in 1986. I was flying for San Juan Airlines, a small plane, single engine.
Mm-hmm.
Went through a divorce, and I was kind of a basket case for about 2-3 years. But as I got out in the world, I realized I wasn't the only one. And I realized there was more things going on. It wasn't just happening to me. And so I started driving truck. And I was going back and forth across the United States. And, of course, driving a truck, you have plenty of time to listen. And I had the Bible, the King James Version Bible, 12 tapes of the New Testament. So every 12 days I would go through the Bible. And about the sixth or seventh time through the Bible, I was brought up as a Lutheran. I realized that what I had taught in Sunday school was not in that book. And that led me, and I don't know how I found Tex Mars, but then I got a shortwave radio, and every Saturday night I used to stretch out my antenna alongside the truck. And you know, I've read your former guest's book also, because he was on Tex Mars years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, something I wanted to bring up is, it's Frank Collins, is it?
Franco Collins, yeah.
Franco Collins. Because, I mean, first of all, I mean, I've never met an Aussie that wasn't polite or a gentleman, but wouldn't it be said that he has a different belief system than the Bible?
Yeah, I think you could say there's a certain divergence there that we tried to discuss on the show. I think he's after the same culprits that we talk about here on the show, the Vatican and other people, but he had a little different of opinion in about the Bible, and we tried to discuss that. Yes, I'd agree with you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I have to say one thing. I compliment. I mean, he does make you think. I mean, you know, but my. You know, what really started on my trek, I was given a series of tapes by Stuart Crane. You can go up and Google and do a Google search, and you can still get these tapes.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, would you ask Eric to tell us a little bit more about Stuart Crane?
Okay.
It was 12 tapes, and I listened to those 12 tapes, and I just couldn't believe what I was hearing. I didn't want to believe it. And that's what started me off searching. And I researched those tapes, and there's only a few things that I disagree to this day. I did learn one thing from him. He said, it's just like you and I, if we agree on 10, we talk about 10 different issues, and we disagree on one, it doesn't make the other 9 wrong. And just like Frank, I mean, I have some disagreements with Frank, but I mean, he is right on when it comes to what's going on in the world.
Right, and that's a good way to put it. You may have 10 points there. You may disagree with one, but it doesn't mean you should just discredit everything that he has researched over the years.
That's right, that's right. But my belief system is the King James Bible.
Okay.
And I learned that from Stuart Crane. I'm parroting him. He said, my belief system is the King James Bible. You see, because I don't have a belief system. If that Bible is a lie, I'm living a lie.
And how's that changed your life once you started following the words of God through the Bible?
Well, I'll tell you something. I love my woman so much, I tell you, when I got divorced, my chest used to ache because I missed her so much. I missed my family because I just, you know what divorces do, you know. And I prayed to God. Yeah, I prayed to God to take that pain away. And it didn't do it instantly. But I'd have no animosity towards anyone. And you know, you've been a kind of a teacher too, Craig, because you know your show and it's your temperament. I mean, you're low-keyed and you let people talk. And there's a lot of talk shows where you're interrupted real quickly if you get off the agenda.
Yeah, I don't understand. You know, you got to understand that this show basically comes from my heart to everyone else to try and get at problems and to allow people to talk, not to lead them in a direction, any direction whatsoever.
Right, and that's I like that. I like that because it does. I mean, I disagree. There's been many, many people that try to discredit the Bible. I mean, there's, and I'll give you an example. And then after I started listening to Tex Mars, one time Tex Mars had Gail Riffinger. Mm-hmm. She wrote a book called The New Age Bible Versions.
Right.
And it really interested me. And, boy, I was in Pasco, Washington, and I found a place to park in a parking lot, and I went to a Christian, secular Christian bookstore, and I went in there, and I was real excited to get the book. And I looked around. I couldn't find it. So I went up and asked the clerk, and the clerk said, "Oh, yeah, we have that book." He said, "But it's in the back room." And I said, "Well, why is it in the back room?" "Oh, it's really controversy." Well, that intrigued me, that something must be in that book, in that version of that book, that's different than the rest. And by the way, I've been into a bookstore in Salem, and they don't have it.
Okay.
They got every other version except the King James Version. And I think Eric could tell you more about this, but when they translated that Bible, they had many, many manuscripts, and the translators agreed on one thing. All the versions that came from Rome, there was one that didn't. And they swept away all the ones from the Vatican and put them in the ash can. Because the Reformation started in 15, it was about 100 years till that Bible was printed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what accelerated the Reformation, when that Bible was printed. And you know something, I have no problem with somebody that doesn't want to. This is something else I've learned by listening to your show. It's all right for somebody to disagree with you. There's nothing wrong with that. But my belief system is not up for debate. Like if Frank was in town, I'd take him to dinner. I'd love to sit and have a meal with him, and I'd show him the town. As a guest. But my belief system is not up. And I've been up on his site, and there's a lot of material up there. You know, there's a lot of material, and there's a lot of issues in the world, like the homosexuality and abortion. That's not up for debate. I don't. That's somebody's personal. But the thing of it is what Eric's position. He explained it last time he was on the show. You see, I don't have anything against anybody else's religion. But religions that want to kill me, I feel a little bit offended.
Yeah, and you have a right to your own belief system of the Bible.
That's right.
Just as everyone else does. And what we're trying to show here is how the Vatican has tried to suppress this.
That's right.
And tried to take away these rights from people like you who have a right to speak. And
all through history.
You see, once you take a belief system away from people, you then can shape them and mold them into your own system. And their system, to me, is satanic, and that's what they want to do.
Right.
And they know if they can disrupt families, if they can disrupt religions, if they can disrupt the belief in a good God, the belief in the word of the God, not the word of a pope, that they're going to lose their power and their wealth and their control over countries. And look at what they've done in all third world countries, Catholic countries. They're all poor. They're all in trouble. And they're going to try to do the same thing here. And that's why they're trying to bring in all these illegal immigrants who have ties to the Catholic religion and the Pope.
That's right.
30 million of them at low estimates. I mean, so Americans, what do you think they're trying to do? They've tried to do it before. And they're going to try now. So it's people like you, Walt, who can stand up against them because you found something, the truth, about their game. And you've also found a system of belief system that believes in something good. Am I on the right track here?
Right, Greg. I'd like to read Colossians 2:8. It says,
okay.
This explains everything that's going on in the world today. In one verse. That's why the Bible is so powerful. It says, beware lest.
Now, we have 1 minute before this first break. Can you get it in a minute?
I think we can get it there.
Okay.
Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Now, I'm going to tell you what the modern version that the modern people would I'm going to give you the modern terms how that with the because a lot of people the key words are rudiments, philosophy, tradition, and deceit and spoil. Now this is how if you know that here's the definition now. Beware lest any man ruin you through a public school education and vain trickery after the religions of men, after the Jesuits of the world, and not after Christ. Says it all.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, that's a good, and that is Colossians 2?
That's 2:8.
Okay. That's great to you know, send me that little verse, if you would. And when you send me an email, I will send you Eric Phelps's number, and you can give him a call, okay? Just say you talk with me.
Also, go ahead. Can I talk to you out on the break?
Yeah, let's do this. We're going to bring you back for another short segment, so just hold on there for 3 minutes, and then we'll come back with Walt Stickle on the Investigative Journal.
Firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
The words that I remember from my childhood still are true. That there's none so blind as those who will not see.
Okay, we are back on the Investigative Journal, and Walt Stickle is my guest. He's putting his name on the line here, fighting against these evil people in the Vatican-controlled New World Order. He doesn't fear them, he says. He fears God if he doesn't fight them. And that's a profound statement, Walt. I admire your efforts to get at the truth. But how has it changed you once you realized who the beast was in Revelation and what they've done to our country and what they're continually going to do to destroy it? How's it changed you?
Well, Craig, I'll tell you, the last 6-7 months I mourned for a while because, you know, but what it's done for me, it's given me more passion for my fellow man. Because, in other words, they're so dubbed down. They're so ignorant. I mean, ignorance, the definition of ignorance is the lack of knowledge. Stupid is the inability to learn. And so there's nothing wrong with being ignorant, because if I told you I couldn't describe how ignorant I was, you know, if I hadn't been through a divorce and thrown out on the truck and some of the things, I would have never put all the pieces together. It would have never come together. And then there's, you know, one more verse I want to quote. And that's why the Bible, and this here eliminates all the religions and takes you right to God. And it destroys all false religions in one verse. It's, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, and not of yourself, it is the gift of God." I mean, it's been given. It's given. Not everybody has an ear to hear.
Right.
Or eyes to see. And right. I'm still not the brightest in town. The brightest bulb in town.
Hey, we're in the same basket. Don't worry about it.
I do want to say something, because something kind of gnaws on me. Another reason when I thought about it. Because, you know, I could have some local people here listening to me, and mm-hmm. I have a small business. What I want to bring up is this, is the American Catholic. Because you can actually say that there's a lot of Protestant Catholics. They do not go along with what's going on. And a lot of good American Catholics, I could go on of all the friends I've had and the friends I have right now. I have a couple in town that I think the world and all of, you know, and I don't look down at them, you know, because Abraham Lincoln, because I didn't tell you too, I did when I was trucking back and forth across the United States. I stopped in St. Anne one night. I had a load coming across, and I had a little time, and I stopped in St. Anne because I read the book 50 Years in Rome. I spent the night across from the old church. I walked the streets of St. Anne. You know, I mean, it's Abraham Lincoln, when Charles Trinquay went several times to the White House, Abraham Lincoln was in the same position I'm in right now. In other words, I mean, he didn't want to start a race war or a religious war. He didn't want to start a religious war by going public with what the real problem was.
Right.
So we have a responsibility.
That's it. And I tell you, Walt, I want to thank you so much. We're all out of time. Walt Stickle, email of the week. Write me an email, and you can get on the show just like Walt. Walt, thanks again so much, and I enjoyed talking with you.
Well, it's been a pleasure, Greg.
Okay, thank you. That was Walt Stickle, and I apologize to Gary in Tennessee. Call me on Monday. We'll get your call. I ran out of time. All out of time for this whole week on the Investigative Journal. We'll be back Monday, same time, same place. Until then, have a good weekend and good afternoon.